John Malkovich is a founding member of Chicago's Steppenwolf Theater. He's directed stage plays, acted on and off Broadway, and in countless films. His career also includes the unique experience of appearing in a movie that was named for him. But being John Malkovich, he wanted filmgoers to experience a different side of him, so Malkovich decided to direct his first feature film, The Dancer Upstairs. Based on the novel by Nicholas Shakespeare, The Dancer Upstairs tells the story of Agustin Rejas, a lawyer turned policeman played by the Spanish actor Javier Bardem.
You were a lawyer before.
That's right.
Lawyers. They're the worst. Bent. But
you'll never catch them. Why do you want to be a lawyer?
I don't think I did want to be a lawyer.
Well, what did you want to be?
I wanted to be a gold farmer, like my father.
So why didn't you? What stopped you?
I like a coffee farm.
What happened to your father's?
The military seized it.
Do you have a feeling about that? Or are you the Gary Cooper type?
Yes, I do have a feeling about that. But perhaps I am the Gary Cooper type.
John Malkovich came into our studio to talk about his decision to go behind the camera. He explained how he dealt with actors who seemed intimidated by Malkovich's own towering reputation as an actor.
I made it painfully clear to them that I would not be playing their roles, that I've directed 50 things, and never once have I said, do it like this, or if I were doing it, I'd do it like this. I think they understood instinctively, or with a slight passing of time, that I was watching what they were doing. They didn't need to be watching what I was doing, because all I was doing was watching them. And that's also an extraordinarily accomplished group of actors. Now, it's true some of them are working in their second or third or fourth language, but it's not hurting them one little bit. So quite early on, they realized I wasn't going to be playing any part in this film, including their part in the film.
You didn't give them their line readings, no, I want you to do it this way.
No, I don't do that. I mean, most of them really, really, really didn't need my help. They may occasionally need to be told, everything you're doing is fine, no, just take it down a notch. Just think it. Don't act it, and we'll get the camera in the right place, and it'll be fine.
These are words that seem to be coming from a man who has worked with many directors who have either told him exactly what to do or left him to his own devices. Are there things that you've learned, positive and negative, from the directors that you've worked with that somehow,
Of course there are. But it's not so much positive or negative. I don't mean to seem like the perfect kind of multiculturalist, but you have to take all that really does yes, I've worked with directors who don't even speak English, who give you a line reading on every word you have in English. Of course, to some people, they might find that highly irritating. I really don't. I'm a professional actor. I don't expect I must have worked with at least 100 directors by now. I can't expect them all to adapt to me, or how I, quote, like to work, or what is, quote, my method or my style. I really don't have one. I'm there to hopefully do all I can to ensure that they have the performance on film or on the stage that they want. And even the options they want. It's not me who's constructing a whole vision of this piece. It's their vision. But having said that, having worked with such a wide variety of people, what it does, it doesn't give me the right way and the wrong way. It gives me the way that I could say, I wouldn't work with people this way. I would work with them in this way.
The film is, and the novel is, loosely based on the search for Guzman, who was head of The Shining Path, you were attracted to the character of Agustin Rejas, played by Javier Bardem. He is a man who is beset by many forces. Why did that character appeal most to you, as opposed to the plot, for example, catching the terrorist, or the theme, the idea of staying perhaps uncorrupt in a corrupt society?
Well, I'm not sure I would say he's uncorrupt or uncorrupted. First of all, I would say that this film really is, in terms of a genre, it is a romantic thriller. If I wanted to make something more evidently or notably political, I would have done so. One of the things it's also about is the various guises and forms of corruption. I would say he is corrupt, but unlike the character of Ezequiel in the film, who's a so-called terrorist, who is corrupted by ideology and perhaps other things, Rejas is corrupted by his emotions.
Do you only teach or do you still dance?
Well, just recently I started working on movies. I have an idea, but I still don't know. It's,
What was it about?
Oh, something to do with the merger of that theatrical group, you know? But...
For what?
It's unlucky to talk about work in progress. Now, tell me about you. I know that you're a father, husband, and a lawyer, and... Well, that's...
Well, yes, I'm a father and a husband, but I'm no longer a lawyer.
What do you do now?
I'm trying to find a more honest way of practicing the law. I wanted to see you before I left town.
We know the actor's nightmare. You dream you're on stage, you're not wearing any clothes, you don't know what play you're in, you can't remember your lines. Is there an
I've done that play several times. It wasn't a nightmare.
It was Christopher Durang wrote, was that actor's nightmare? Is there an equivalent director's nightmare?
I certainly didn't have one, if there is, but I'm sure there is. I think this film was very charged, obviously, the schedule. It's a rather enormous film shot in three countries in many different locations. And the film is in English, but only one actor in it out of, I think, 70 or so speak English as their native tongue. So there was a lot of pressure, and we only had 9 weeks to shoot it. But that didn't give me... I didn't perceive it as a nightmare. A couple of times I did think, sort of quietly, I mean, maybe they were right, maybe I won't be able to do this in 9 weeks. Because I unfortunately, whenever I was looking for the idiot who'd made the schedule, I only had to look in the mirror. But I really didn't much share that with anyone, because what purpose does it serve, really? So a couple of days when I got to work and made the great mistake of looking at the shooting schedule, I would think, I'll never be able to do this. I'll never get this today. But we always did, so I can't say I ever had that moment.
No. Are you happy with the film?
I can't be happy with anything I've ever done. I would have no idea what that meant. I can like something I've done as I can like something someone else has done, or even love it. But I always have a tendency to say, I wonder if I should have done this, or I wonder if I should have done that. I'm restless in that sense. I always have been. And I don't consider it in any way a curse. I don't look for anything good in anything I've ever done. My eyes go right to the flaw, the path not chosen, the holy, questionable. And that's what my eye goes to, and my spirit. And having said that, yes, I like this film enormously. But one is always just kind of chasing a different ghost, really.
John Malkovich. His feature film directorial debut is the movie The Dancer Upstairs. Thank you for coming in. It's been a pleasure to meet you.
Great pleasure. Thank you for having me. Thanks for your interest.